Yerushalmi Shvi'es, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Kufiyot. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Med Aleph at the first mission on the page, Betzalim. Betzalim asarifim upula mitzvi shemona mehen mayim shloshim yoyim lifnei Rosh Hashanah mitzasim l'sha'ober umutorim b'shvi'es v'im lav asurim b'shvi'es mitzasim l'abo v'shabal shemona mehen mayim shtei oinois divrei Rabbi Meir. The mission says Rabbi Meir tells us that seedless onions and Egyptian beans that were not watered for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, if they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, they are tithed according to the previous year, and they are permitted without concern for Shvi'es as they grew in the sixth year. But if they were watered during that time, and they were picked in Shvi'es, they are prohibited as Shvi'es produce and tithed according to the latter year, which is the Shvi'es, and the same applies if they grew in a rain-subsisted field, and they were not manually watered for two watering cycles. The Chacham Roimim, Shalosh, and the Chacham say only if it was three watering cycles. And the Gemara says, Ma'u betzalim asarisim, elein betzlaya kufaya delay avdun zera. What are seedless onions? Onions are the villages that don't produce seeds. Amar Rabbi Mana, kevin shemana mehem mayim shloshim yoyim lifnei Rosh Hashanah na'asu kabal. Rabbi Mana says that when he withheld water from them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he shows he wants them for seeds, and they are tithed according to the time of their taking root, which is the previous year, as if from a rain-subsisted field. Rabbi Yonah boy, lemafreyehu na'ase zera mikan lahabo. Rabbi Yonah asked that when are they given the law that they are tithed according to the previous year? During those 30 days or only after them? Man nafek beit mibein ahoin, lakat b'seh shloshim v'la'acha shloshim, in temer lemafreyehu na'ase zera ma'ase mizeh al zeh. In temer mikan lahabo, eina ma'ase mizeh al zeh. What's the difference? If you picked some of them during the 30 days and some afterwards, if you say that they are given the law during the 30 days, they may be tithed for each other. If they are given only after the 30 days, they may not be tithed for each other. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Hadiluim shekaimon lazera im hukshu lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'nifslu me'ochel muta lekaimoi b'shvi'es. V'im lav osa lekaimoi b'shvi'es, hatimois shelahen osa b'shvi'es. The Mishnah says, if gourds were kept on the vine to dry out and be used for seeds, if they hardened before Shoshanah and became inedible, one may keep them in Shvi'es. If not, one may not keep them in Shvi'es. Their buds, however, are prohibited in Shvi'es, either way. Mahbitzim be'afa lavon, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says one may water a grain field even in Shvi'es. Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov says that it's prohibited. Mahmausin ba'irez b'Shvi'es, divrei Rabbi Shimon, avaloi mechaschin. The earth of a rice field may be dug up a little in Shvi'es in order that the water become absorbed, but one may not prune rice leaves. And the Gemara says, Lamali hukshu afi loy hukshu. The question the Gemara asks, even if they didn't dry out, isn't it enough that they aren't fit for human consumption? And the Gemara says, Mekevin shehukshu nasu kasha ze'u'ne gina she'ena ne'cholin. Now, once they dry out, they become like other garden seeds that are not eaten. Kezeru boydek, how do you check if they're dried out? Am Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina oime, oiksoi im nis'acho. Asa v'imlav muta. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina answers, he should poke the gourds. If they return to the way they were before, they aren't dried out, and they are prohibited to keep. Rabbi Yonah b'tzvaya ama, kumulin paturim in a ma'ase, hadadatema adjolait asu diluin, aval im asu diluin ke yerekein. Rabbi Yonah b'tzvaya says that kremulin, which is a vegetable unsuitable for human consumption, is exempt from ma'ase. This is before the fruits ripen, as they're usually given to animals, but once they ripen, they're like a vegetable and obligated in ma'aseh. Man ho'i kein, who rules this way? Rabbi Yosi be'elein alai kul kusaya she'osa legemois bahen mayim b'pnei she'at sevaim oichen oisam. Rabbi Yosi says, who rules about kulkus leaves that they should not be used to hold water in shvi'es, since animals eat them, they have kedusha shvi'es and they shouldn't be ruined by making them wet. Ma'abitzin ba'afa lavon, divi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov, oiseh. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Shimon permits watering a grain field, even in Shvi'es, and Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov prohibits it. Afya, Rabbi Shimon, k'rabonon, Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov, k'shitase, detaninan, tamon, moishchin esamayim, me'ilan le'ilan, uvad, shlo yashku, eskala sade kula, that Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbonon and Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov follows his own opinion elsewhere. As it was taught in the Mishnah in Ma'ariv Katan, on Chol HaMoed one may direct rainwater through furrows from one tree to another, as long as he doesn't water the entire field. Rabbi Mana Amala Stam Rabbi Avin B'Shem Shmuel B'Stam Cholkin. Rabbi Mana said it without specifying a source, and Rabbi Avin said in the name of Shmuel that a dispute of the Tanaim is over a regular field, not a densely nor sparsely planted field. Manan Kaimen. Im b'mevachim diver kol oise, im b'utzufim diver kol muta. Elekian kaimin, b'natuim, mata, eser, lebeisar, rebez ben Yaakov, avadlan, b'mevachim, rabbanon, avdinlan, k'utzufim. What's the case? If the space between one tree and the next means there are less than 10 trees, then all agree that it's prohibited to water the entire field. If they're close together, means there are more than 10 trees, all agree it's permitted. While there are exactly 10 trees planted throughout the Beisar, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov viewed them as spread out and prohibited watering between them, and the Rabbanon viewed them as close together, and he permitted it. According to the Rabbanon, who agree that when there are less than 10 trees in a Beisar, even when they're spread out, they're prohibited, is it permitted to direct rainwater from tree to tree? The answer is, let's learn the Rabbanon's opinion from that of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Just as he said that if they're spread out, it's prohibited to water but permitted to direct, so the Rabbanon say the same thing. Loikein savrinan meima b'mevachim d'vakol asa, vein asa lavan, if you should say, loikein mevachim hu. Didn't we say that when spread out, all agree that it's prohibited, and certainly a field used for grain is similar to when it's spread out. Elakan b'shvi'ith v'kan b'moyed, ma ben shvi'ith ma ben moyed, shvi'ith alidei shehu mutu b'mlocha hetiru ben dor shehu torach, ben dor sheinu torach, moed alidei shehu asa b'mlocha, la hetiru ela dor shehu avad or avad dor sheinu torach. The answer is that Rabbi Shimon permitted watering in shvi'ith and prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Why is there a difference? Since creative labor is permitted on Shvi'is, they permitted it, whether or not it involves toil. Since creative labor is prohibited on Chol HaMoed, they only permitted things that prevent financial loss and only if they don't involve toil. V'if debai nishmeina min ador, Shvi'is ala desha zmana meruba hetiru, moed ala desha zmana katsa asa. A second explanation is that since Shvi'is extends for a long period of time, which is a full year, they permitted watering, but since Chol HaMoed is only for a short period of time, which is 6 days, they prohibited it. V'oisan shivas yomim acheiros lo mistava miavdinun kesher yimei haregel v'yu asuim ashkach tani marbitzim ba'afal avon b'shvi'is aval lo b'moyed divi Reb Shimon Reb Elazar ben Yaakov oise. And the Gemara rejects the second explanation. Would you therefore say that the last days of Shvi'is should be like the festival and they should be prohibited? That's certainly not correct, because there is a braisa that teaches that according to Reb Shimon, one may water a grain field in Shvi'is but not on Chol HaMoed, and Reb Ben Yaakov prohibits it even in Shvi'is, and it shows that Reb Shimon permitted in Shvi'is exactly that which is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Hadna lach perek stay lavan.